Hello, everyone, and welcome to the latest episode of the Metabolism and Menopause Podcast. My name is Stephanie, and I am your host and CEO of Vitality OET. We are a women's nutrition, health, and fitness company that focuses predominantly on women's hormones, particularly as they start going through perimenopause and onwards. We know that you start experiencing so many changes in this time of your life, whether it be hot flashes, night sweats, irritability, brain fog, or that weight gain around the middle that seems to have come out of absolutely nowhere despite you not changing anything. So you go back to those tried and true methods of cutting calories, cutting carbs, doing cardio, all the things that used to work. But now all of a sudden, nothing seems to be working. You are putting in all this effort and it feels like you have nothing to show for it. But we know now that your body is inherently different now that it's gone through these hormonal changes. So our mission here at Vitality is to really help you understand how your body changes in this time of your life so you can reach those health and fitness goals, feel in control and at home in your body again, live a life full of vitality, and really understand how to take care of this new body of yours. So today, I have had a very common theme come up when talking with women. And it's like, how did I let it get this far? I feel like I woke up one day and I don't know what happened. Like you just don't know how you got to this point. And maybe it's your weight. Maybe it's your health. Maybe it's the dishes and the laundry and all the stuff in your house, right? Maybe it's all of a sudden you feel disconnected and lonely from friends and family. Maybe your mental health, like you're just like, how did I get here? Maybe it's your career. You're in a career that you thought you would be doing for just a short period of time. And you're like, how is this what I'm doing every day? Or maybe it's your marriage. And you're like, how did we get so far from where we were before? Like what happened? How did this happen? And that's a question that I used to ask myself a lot, along with the what's the point? Why does it matter? What's the point? And I've had a lot of clients and a lot of women in general talking in DMs and via email who ask me that as well, or they're embarrassed because they're just like, I don't know how I got here. And that sucks. And it's really common, unfortunately. And it comes to a shock sometimes when you really evaluate where you are right now. And we have to take a look at like everything, right? So your sleep, your stress, your energy, your gut health, the relationships, the stressors, the job, all of those things are going to contribute to where you are right now in various aspects of your life, right? Let's be honest, it sucks. It sucks when you take inventory and you're like, wow, that's a lot worse than I thought. Because that's what a lot of women tell me when we're going back and forth on Facebook. They're messaging me and they're like, wow, now that I write that out, like, I can't believe it's this bad. Like, they're just genuinely shocked. And it sucks because it really just feels like it was just one thing after another. And then all of a sudden, you just wake up one day and nothing is what you expected it to be, right? And you feel like it's just not fair, right? Why is this happening to me? And this is something that I have had so many mentors in business and in therapy modalities. And, you know, I've done therapy and I've done Reiki and I've done, you know, different mentors and coaches. Like I've really, really reached out for help through a lot of different things. And this is something that a lot of them have touched on and it's helped me develop and has taught me. So I want to talk about this a little bit. But I heard this again on a podcast by Taylor Welch. I was introduced to him at a conference that I was at, and he is amazing. He's a man of faith. So if you're not into that stuff, then I wouldn't recommend probably consuming a ton of his content if it bothers you, but amazing. But he said something, and I'm going to say it to you, and it might be a bit of a slap in the face. You might not like it, and this isn't like 100% all of the time, but what he said, and it was very like, for me, it was a bit of an aha moment personally. And he said, your life is a total byproduct of the rules that you honor on a day-to-day basis, the boundaries that you do or do not enforce, and what you prioritize. And you are likely, this is the part that's probably going to sting a little bit, you are likely where you deserve to be from the choices you have made and what you have chosen to participate in. And I was like, oof. Your life will place you exactly where you have chosen to be. And that for me was like a oof, because obviously this isn't accurate 100% of the time. Let's be honest. Sometimes you can't control situations that we were born into, or like, you know, there was abuse and sexual assault and the trauma and all those things. I get it. I've been there. I know. But we've made choices from those and how we're choosing to react, how we're choosing to heal, what we're choosing to participate in, what we're choosing to do, the actions that we are taking, and what you are not enforcing in terms of like boundaries and like what you're promising to yourself. So what you're not enforcing in those aspects, you are allowing. You are allowing those things to happen to you. And obviously, in some cases, that's not always true, right? But like, you know, it's like, oh, I just wasn't consistent. But then we're upset we're not where we want to be. And so, okay, but you were allowing yourself to not enforce boundaries that were important to you based on like where you want to be. And so therefore, it's just not a priority. So you are going to be basically right where you deserve to be. And again, this isn't the case all of the time. We've made choices that like were based on the education and knowledge that we had at the time, but now we're learning better, right? And like, until you reflect and look back, like you're never going to get to where you want to be, because we have to acknowledge where we were, what we've learned, take responsibility for certain actions and choices that we've made so that we can move forward. Because otherwise you're never going to be at peace with yourself. And if you're never taking responsibility for those things, it's going to be really hard to move forward, right? So whatever you don't enforce, you allow. And that in itself is a choice. And maybe over time, we let things slip, right? It happens. Like connection with friends and family or your spouse, you know, maybe you used to prioritize spending a lot of time with them, but then other things come up in life and that's okay. And we just kind of let that fall by, right? And like Taylor and I have been working really hard to try and reach out to people at least every week and check in. And I mean, it's tough. Most of my friends don't live anywhere near me, anywhere. Or like, you know, you meet people that like you just click with better, a different phase of life, and that's okay. But like, it doesn't just happen overnight. It's an accumulation of things happening over time that lead you to where you are right now. So maybe your marriage isn't so great. So have you guys been prioritizing spending time together and communicating and asking questions, or are we just sitting on the couch all the time? And yes, things happen and we're busy and all that kind of stuff, but what we prioritize is going to blossom and bloom. And like with things aren't so great, sometimes it's because we're neglecting those things, or we're not enforcing boundaries or prioritizing things that we should be. Maybe things are slipping in movement, exercise, nutrition. Maybe it's that you're not choosing to fill up your cup anymore. You're so focused on other people, and maybe it's career or whatever it might be, then we start neglecting ourselves. And then that leads to where we are right now, which for a lot of people, it is. You know, we were doing things that were really aggressive, or we were prioritizing other aspects of our life, which is going to happen, and that is normal. But we have to realize and take responsibility for the choices that we made back then that have now resulted in the consequences that we are dealing with right now. And, you know, maybe you had no idea that the choices that you were making back then were going to lead to the consequences that you were not experiencing, now you're experiencing. And this is something Taylor Welch talked about as well, which I thought was really cool. Because like, we make choices based on the education and the knowledge that we have in that moment, right? Or maybe we're acting on emotion, right? Which we know isn't always the best thing. And that at that time, those choices will likely increase our odds of experiencing XYZ, whatever that consequence or outcome that it is that you were trying to work towards, right? But the truth is, you don't get to choose those consequences, which I thought was such a great analogy that you talked about. So for example, let's say your kid is training for 400 meter race, you know? They're training hard. So they're training hard to increase their chances of winning the race or advancing to the next round or whatever that might be, right? But that's not guaranteed. It increases our odds, right? But then we know there are things that are probably negating those odds. So maybe it's eating a bunch of junk food or, you know, doing other things that maybe aren't supporting that goal. So you have to like weigh all of those things. And then how is that supporting the outcome that we're trying to work towards? It's not guaranteed. We can't guarantee outcomes, right? We can increase the odds of getting there through the actions and choices that we're making. So like, for example, like you do chemotherapy if you have cancer because you think it's going to increase your odds of survival rate, but we do not know or get to choose what that actually looks like in the end, right? Like this is like my mom. She did the chemotherapy. She did the precautionary stuff. She did what she was supposed to do. She did her screenings, you know, had her like breathing problems. The likelihood that it was like spreading wasn't likely. So doctors didn't really worry about it because like the odds weren't that it was very likely. And then by the time they finally took me seriously, took her to the ER, she was gone 3 weeks later. So like you do the things to improve your odds. That doesn't necessarily mean that it's going to guarantee X, Y, Z. And it's not just one thing that you're doing, right? It happens with everything. Like overall health of our body has to do with relationships and food and exercise and our career and our self-worth and our spirituality and all of these things. And we have to realize that we need to improve like our odds of getting to the outcome that we want through a whole body approach. And I think that's where we tend to go wrong, right? So I want to really hone in on the nutrition and the weight loss stuff because I know that's why you're here, pertaining it to menopause. And most of you have woken up and like in your 40s or your 50s, whenever that moment hit for you and you woke up and you asked yourself, why is this happening? And how did I let this happen to myself? And you feel ashamed and embarrassed and guilty. And you feel frustrated because it's not from lack of trying, right? You've done all the things. So let's take a brief inventory of your past history with weight loss attempts. That's number one. How many have you done? How long were you in that low calorie state? And how low did your calories actually go? Because we know the longer you were in a low calorie state and the lower those calories were, metabolism starts to slow down. Your body sucks up burning calories. That intake becomes your new maintenance. And then we get to a point where we can't drop calories anymore because your body cannot function that way. And it ends up in like fat storage and hormonal imbalances. And then you hit menopause and then that gets worse. So we need to understand everything that happened up until this point. What kind of exercise were you doing or are you doing? And we need to understand how all of those things brought you to the state of where your health, your hormones, and your metabolism are right now. This is the whole, we got to thread the wires from your headphones back the way it was to really untangle things and understand the full story from start to finish to understand how did you get here? Because once we understand how it happened and what you did, now we can take the steps to actually move forward in the right direction. But until then, it's just a guessing game. This is why the macro calculators or someone starting and just going into a fat loss phase and cutting their calories without actually assessing anything doesn't work. It doesn't work because you wouldn't be here listening to this otherwise, right? So let's talk about metabolism a bit. Let's say you used to be at that 2,000, 2,200 calories as your maintenance. Okay. So you go into that diet, you drop below that obviously to try and, you know, eat less, move more, that whole theory, right? And then if you stay there for too long, your metabolism starts to slow down and slow down and slow down. So how many calories your body burns at rest starts to slow down. And now your body's figured out, okay, I know how to match calories in, calories out. We've slowed down internal systems by like adjusting our hormones. Maybe we've lost some muscle mass as well, all these things. So now 1800 calories is my maintenance. And then you're like, oh crap, I'm stuck. So you drop your calories again, right? Or maybe you went up, but your metabolism didn't go up with it. So your maintenance is still 1800. So then you're eating above that and gaining weight. And then you try to lose weight again, but that thing didn't work. So now you have to be more aggressive because your maintenance is 1800 calories. So now you're at 1600 calories. And again, you start losing weight, you're excited, all these internal systems start to happen. And now that's your new maintenance again. So then you have to drop lower and lower. And then we get to a point where you can't drop lower because your body will not function. And it results in all those issues that we were talking about before. So now we have to work on bringing your metabolism back up, because everything goes to crap. And the harder you try to push and try to move your body more and eat less and move more and eat less, your body just keeps pushing back because it is not in a good place. It is too maladapted to your metabolism that way, okay? So again, you choose your actions based on the information you had at that time, the experience that you're in, the feelings that you're in. You're just so desperate, you're willing to do anything and cut your calories some more just to try and lose some weight. And you made those choices because that's what you were taught. That's what you knew at the time, right? But we know during perimenopause and menopause, our body is different now. We cannot push as aggressively because our body will push back. And we need to really focus on getting your metabolism back up, because in your mind, you're like, eat less, move more gets me more likely to getting to where I want to be, right? It increases my odds of achieving that result that I want. But we don't know if that's actually possible based on your hormones and your metabolism. That doesn't mean you're going to lose weight. But now we know that. That's why you're listening to the podcast, while you're getting the education, while you're following on socials and you're asking the questions. Now you get it. But now we have to do the work, which is tough, because everything in our body tells us from past experience and past influencers, that's just calories in, calories out, you gotta eat less, you gotta be in a deficit. But the fact is, you're not in a deficit anymore because of where your hormones are at and your thyroid and your blood sugar control and losing muscle mass and your metabolism is slow, all of these things. But no one's taking inventory of that for you. So now we got to slowly bring those calories back up. So let's say we're at the 1600 calorie range. Usually it's about 200 for maintenance, right? So let's say 14 to 1600. So you start eating at 1600. Now your metabolism can move up a little bit. So now maybe your metabolism is like 15 to 1700. Okay, so now we can push up a little bit higher and move up and bring that maintenance back up. But we have to be up at our true maintenance for a longer period of time. We want to see how high we can get that. So this is super, super important. You can't just like get up there and then drop again. That won't work because your metabolism will drop really quickly. You need to give time for your body to forget what life was like at that low calorie state. But for so many of us, that's been a huge part of our life. We've spent more time dieting than not. So we need to heal and allow our body time to balance those hormones, bring our metabolism back up, get everything functioning the way it's supposed to, focus on building muscle mass so our body gets good at burning calories at rest again. So that way you can lose weight at a higher calorie intake. And for some people, yeah, we're going to have to drop lower than you want to. But at least then when we come up, we're not going to see a bunch of weight gain on the way up because we know our metabolism will come back up with us. But this is where really understanding how this works is so important, because again, you are trying to increase your odds of something through the actions that you're taking, right? But a lot of the time we let our emotions get the best of us and we start acting on emotion instead of like knowledge and fact and troubleshooting. And this is where we give up. We yo-yo diet, we binge, right? Instead of working on the things that we actually need to work on, making sure you're fueling yourself enough. And this is important. And we want to go through this process slowly. It's going to take time. You will not lose 30 pounds in a month, maybe not even 2 months, maybe not even three, because our goal is to help you make sure that your metabolism stays up so your body's good at burning calories. We want to make sure that you're having good energy and you are having good sleep and your hormones are in a good position, because otherwise you end up right back to where you started and then you wake up one day going, how the heck did I get here? And that is hard and it takes time. We have a woman that's been in our program. She's been with us for almost a year now, and she's down 30 pounds, which is amazing. But some people are in our program for a year and they only see a loss of 15 pounds. And it depends. Are they putting on more muscle? They're still seeing results and they're still feeling better. But the length of time that it takes you to get to where you want to be is 100% dictated on your past history. So if nobody asks you those things, like, good luck increasing your odds to getting to where you want to be, because the healing process is not something that you can skip. And I know you're giving yourself a hard time now because you're like, I can't believe I did this to myself. I can't believe I did this. I am so embarrassed. This is all my fault. But remember, you have to give yourself some grace because you have made decisions based on the information that you had at the time, right? So you made the best choice possible with the knowledge that you had then. Now you know better. Now is different. So now we can make the appropriate changes to get you out of this holy crap, how did I get here situation. And I know it feels like you are starting over. I know it feels like you were like, everything I did up until this point was negative. Nothing I am going to do is going to help. You feel hopeless and vulnerable. And, you know, women message me telling me they cry or they're crying with me on calls, but it is not starting over. Even though it might feel that way, it is not. Let me give you a little example of my stupid freaking Instagram account. Okay. I got targeted and hacked and my account was gone. I'm still working on getting it back. Hopefully by the time this comes out, it's back, it's good, and we're happy. But in the meantime, I'm rebuilding a secondary backup page anyways, in case this happens again. So please follow me, stephanie.crassweller. That is where my backup account is, so you can follow there. But it sucks. It freaking sucks. It took me years to get just 8,000 followers, you guys. And now I am starting all over again. I'm sitting at like 300-ish, maybe 400-ish people now. And let me tell you, it was hard work and important for business to have a good Instagram account, to have all of my reels and information and my swipe posts to provide knowledge for people. And now that's gone. Hopefully it will be back, but at the moment it's gone. And that really sucks. I have messages from women that like we've been talking for years and now it's gone. And I just hope that you don't think I'm ignoring you, because I'm not. I literally just cannot access that right now. And like, I don't, it sucks. That's all it is. It sucks. It sucks. It sucks. I had so much information now that I have to try and get back, and I have to get like women to retell me their stories again and be vulnerable again. And that sucks so, so much, but it's not totally starting over. I still have reels on other platforms that I can pull out and reuse to help me rebuild. So it's not completely from scratch, right? I do get the opportunity to do things a better way than what I did at the beginning. So I'll probably accelerate the increase in followers compared to when I first started my journey, right? And that's okay. I get to apply everything that I've learned and the mistakes that I've made and take new knowledge that I know now to help me with that. So it sucks because it feels like it's starting over and it's overwhelming because I feel like I have all these things to do, but it's okay. And I can't control those things. I can't control that kind of stuff, but there's a lot of things that I can control, and that's what I need to focus on. What can I control to improve my odds? That's really what we got to work on based on the knowledge that I have now. And the same is for you and your health and fitness journey, whatever your goals might be. You have learned a lot from other things you've tried in the past, so maybe now you're better at tracking than you used to be. You know, that was a skill that you learned. Maybe you have like a better understanding of what foods have more fiber or what higher protein foods are. Like, you have learned some things during that process, right? But you have to understand that like now you get to do it right this time. You get to learn how to fuel your body. You get to learn how to have an appropriate fat loss phase. You get to learn how to come out of that appropriately and maintain those results, which is super important. But your body is different now that you're going through all these hormonal changes. It is, and this is a really good opportunity to learn new things, to focus on the things that fill up your cup and focus on your self-care, prioritizing you and your family and those connections. Like, let's improve your whole quality of life, okay? It's not just about that number on the scale. This is a whole body thing. And responsibilities might be changing in this time of your life too. Maybe your kids are moving out of the house now. You have more freedom and less responsibility. That way you can focus on you now, you know? Or maybe you get to do stuff with grandkids. Maybe you get to travel more, you know? Maybe you get to sleep in a little bit. That all of these things are actually pretty exciting that you're going into this next phase of your life, and it shouldn't be feeling poorly about yourself. This is an opportunity to grow and to flourish. This is not a death sentence or a, oh crap, I'm screwed kind of moment. This is a, I have, access to so much information and so much knowledge now. There are people that I can reach out to and ask questions. They will give me a good starting point. And you can start doing those things. It's a really great opportunity to learn and to grow. And this should be so empowering to you that you get to learn and do things right this time. And you get to enjoy food again and figure out what movement you like and what's more beneficial for you and get your time back. You don't have to be in the gym every single day. And that's really exciting. So yes, your past choices have absolutely gotten you to this moment. Life has you kind of quote unquote where you deserve to be potentially, right? But like researching to try and learn and also let all of those things also led you here, which is also really exciting. You have an opportunity to make the changes and share this kind of information with other women. And that's exciting. We get to create in a community of empowerment, which should be so exciting, and provide education to those that are coming after us, right? Sharing this information, that's huge. So let's advocate, let's share, let's make these changes, because that is what's going to ultimately make you happy, make you feel good, get you closer to those goals, and give yourself some grace that's going to take you some time. You did the best with your information that you had at that time, the education, the emotion, the pressures that you had. Now you get to do it right. So if you want help figuring out where the heck you should start, assessing that start to finish, untangling of those headphone wires to figure out where things went wrong and what we actually need to do to get you to where you want to be, just book a consultation call or message me on Facebook, potentially Instagram, if I have it back, send me an email. I will always help you figure out where you are, where you want to be, and the first steps to get there to get you moving in the right direction. So let's do this. Let's advocate, let's share, and let's start making some changes. I love you all so much, and have a great rest of your day. Bye!